Millions of Americans are connected to Mexico through ties of friendship and language and family, and they make vital contributions to our nation every single day. So today we remember with gratitude those brave fighters who triumphed in Puebla all those years ago.
The president connecting to Cinco de Mayo, which has turned into just one of those holidays that people forget what Cinco de Mayo is about, actually, and it became a bar holiday, much like many of the events that we celebrate. But Cinco de Mayo sometimes is a day that a lot of people take off, depending on the part of the country that that you live. In the Southwest, there are a lot of celebrations where they give the school kids the days off. And there is still controversy that bubbles up over American flag versus the Mexican flag. This has happened at a couple of schools in California, and that's led to some legal battles. So it's amazing what it conjures up. And this was a very, very actually important day, as the president mentioned there, in the history of Mexico, Cinco de Mayo. All right, speaking of other countries and staying in or butting out, a new poll comes out, and we're going to go to that in just a second. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. All roads lead in a lot of different directions here, far and wide, in the nooks and crannies where you all hail from. But everybody has an opinion on this. Should we just stay out of all the nonsense happening off of our shores? That seems to be the message more and more for most Americans. I think it's because we're tired of overinvesting Iraq, Afghanistan, what's going to happen in the Ukraine, what's going to happen in Syria. 47% of the people questioned in a new NBC News, Wall Street Journal, national poll say the United States should be less active in foreign affairs. 19% saying that the country should be more active, and 3 in 10 saying the current level is, well, just about right. What a big switch from September of 2001, right after 9/11, so the terrorist attack, that would make a difference. 37% said the United States should be more active. 14 said the country should be less active in world affairs. 44 saying the current level was appropriate. So different times, 2011 to now. But I also think that people are tired of, in this country, are tired of supporting everybody else, but then not necessarily supporting enough people locally. It's one thing. What did somebody tell me the other day? Think globally, but geez, why don't you act locally? And I'm not saying that there aren't communities that come together and there aren't people that help people, but boy, we are quick to help others and not necessarily and jump in and not necessarily so much when it comes to our own people. And I think you see that frustration that's being mirrored now, tired of what's happened and not wanting to invest in anything coming down the pike. Hey, coming down the pike on this show, this hour, Lee Jordan will join us. He's written a book that emphasizes, in a kid's way, it's a kid's book, the dangers of texting. I say this all the time, but, you know, I don't think we can police what people do in cars. We don't want to wake up one day and be in a police state, but at the same time, is it not crazy, the distracted drivers around us every single day, even if I am just running a couple of blocks, running an errand, going a couple of blocks in one direction, I see something that I think is just insane. And it's the texting thing. And if texting and driving went together and it was so easy, then why are the people who are texting skidding through red lights and stop signs, jumping over lanes, crashing into poles? It's just not that easy to text and drive. And in the first place, personally, I don't know how anyone does it. I couldn't do it if I tried to do it. And if I had to text or was waiting for a text and I was so desperate or had to check a phone, for goodness sake, I would just pull over. There's enough pullover spaces, I think, whether you live in a rural area, and especially if you live in a rural area, but even if you live in a suburban area or a big city, you know, it's not necessarily turning this into a lecture, but duh, why risk it? Do you really want to kill yourself smashing into a telephone pole? No. What a way to go. Because you were getting some cockamamie text message from someone that said, hey, call me. Where are you? What's up? And who knows what else? I mean, and usually, not always, but so many of these involve teenagers, and that is just so tragic. The horror of getting a phone call to find out that your 16 or 17-year-old is dead, and then they look back and they look at the texting and they realize it's from texting, and boy, you just can't get that back. There's no way to put that back in a bottle. So anyway, Lee Jordan has his own thoughts after something that his teenage daughter said to him. So he's coming up next on America Tonight. Also, we'll check the mailbag and talk about a few of the things that we can't believe are happening in this day and age, like polio and the scare over polio again. After the amazing cure, after the amazing tales of what helped so many people, now a fierce comeback is happening, and a lot of this has to do with carriers of polio who are traveling. And, I mean, this is now becoming an epidemic. It's so awful that this is an epidemic because this is something that was cured. So now it's spreading again. And as the spread comes during the low transmission season for polio, which is January through April, imagine what a red flag that is, that they've seen polio jump to a couple of different countries. So what do? You educate people and you stop this dead in its tracks when there are answers to polio, when there are answers to this horrible thing. A crippling disease. My father-in-law had polio, and he's lucky to have survived it. His brother had polio. And now you, in America, you don't necessarily even think of it. In fact, you don't think of it at all. But it's coming our way through other countries, and other countries, sadly, where they could nip this, are having a tough time with it. And we do know now what was the mystery behind what happened at the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey's accident. And we'll tell you about that coming up in our last segment. Very sad there, where people are coming out to the circus, and you know they always talk about death-defying feats, and 11 people were injured. So what was it that led to that tragedy of those acrobats plummeting to the middle of the circus ring floor? You'll be surprised to find out what the investigation is yielding so far at this point. So stay with us. Texting and driving just don't mix. We'll talk about it with Lee Jordan on the flip side here on ATN. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Heard me talk about this many times here on America Tonight, texting and driving and the crazy things that I've seen traveling and just in Dallas, Texas, every single day of my life. I see people cut through lanes and they're not trying to cut over for other reasons. Then guess what? I see them looking down and they're texting. I don't know how you text in the first place. And teenagers especially are pretty good at the texting thing. I don't know. They always think about that, the dangers of driving and texting. So it's perfect to have father and author Lee Jordan on the show, who has seen this problem firsthand, and he's got a new children's book out, One Creepy Street, America's Broom. So we'll talk about that, and it's related to this in just a second. Lee, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Kate. I appreciate it.
So first of all, tell us about your personal story with your daughter and driving with your daughter and what you noticed and what happened.
Yeah, I live in Dallas also. And here in Texas, you get your driver's permit at 15. So I took my daughter, her name is Montana. She just turned 15, it's her birthday. We go to get her permit, and she fills out the form, and she gives them her birth certificate, and we go. We get back in my truck to drive. This is her turn to drive. I'm going to ride passenger. She's never driven 1 minute in her entire life. And what she does is she takes her cell phone and puts it between her knees. And I looked over at her, and I said, Montana, what are you doing? And she said, oh, don't worry, Dad, it's on vibrate. She says, I know not to answer the text, not to read them, but I need to know who's texting me. And I said, are you kidding me? She says, oh, no, Dad, it's okay. And I'm like, no, that isn't going to work. Give me your cell phone. But what it started was it started me to think that our kids are so ingrained in texting from the time they're so young. Because she's had a cell phone. She's 15. She's had a cell phone for, you know, 7, 8 years, and she's been texting that amount of time, so it's ingrained in her as a normal, natural means of communication first. So she's fully convinced that she could drive this car and text, or at least read the text, see who they're from, without a problem.
Wow. And did you tell her, I mean, did you say to her, listen, oh, baby girl, I want you to be alive. I mean, what do you say as a father?
It was I was stunned. I mean, first of all, I never expect that reaction. In her explanation, I would expect from a 16-year-old, see this from a completely different viewpoint, it's okay, it's on vibrate. I'm like, no, it's not. So that really set me back. And we drove home, and I started thinking about that. And within a week or so, I saw this commercial on television about this couple, mother and father, I assume, are sitting on the couch, and they're talking about their daughter who had just texted and been killed. She was reading a text called, "Where are you?" That's just those three words. And she ran into a pole and she died. And it just broke my heart. Well, the two of them together made me decide I wanted to do something to help kids, help my daughter, help your daughter, help other children out there by bringing the story down to a younger level. Something, texting and driving, how could I relate it down to them? And I came up with this idea. And it was called One Creepy Street. It's Annika's Broom. Annika's the name of a little witch, and the premise is simple. Annika gets a new broom on her 13th birthday. The first thing she does is text when she flies it, and she loses control of the broom and crashes at a place called One Creepy Street.
Wow, I like that. Yeah, I stand corrected. Annika's Broom. So why is it important to teach the dangers of distracted driving from such an early age? I guess you told the story of your daughter knowing having a cell phone from the time she was really young.
Well, Kate, quite honestly, we teach our children, at least I hope we do, everybody teaches our children from the time they can walk and talk. We're teaching them. You're teaching them the right kinds of food to eat. You're teaching them to be polite. Once they get to school, you're teaching them to take their turns on the seesaw or the swing or whatever it is, or at the water fountain. And then we start with the don't do drugs. But our kids today have cell phones and iPads in the second, third, fourth grade. I know several kids that do. And we don't really talk to them about when to text, when to use the iPad, and when not to. So I thought that what I could do was take a teenage issue and bring it down to the level of a second, third, or fourth grader so we can start the message right then. Now, if you're like me, Kate, you still remember some of the childhood picture books that your mother read to you. I still remember Green Eggs and Ham. I still remember
sure.
Go through my mind. So I thought if we could start the premise, make it humorous, make it slightly creepy because kids love ghosts and goblins, and bring it to their level, perhaps by the time they get to the point where they're driving, that image may sink in.
Yeah. I mean, what a thought that you had there in connecting the dots with your daughter. Why do you think it is that parents have a tough time really getting it into the minds of their teenagers about the dangers of texting? Is it because, like you said, of everything else, don't do drugs, don't do this, don't do that, and it just kind of goes in one ear and out the other? Is there a better way to talk to a teenager?
I don't know if that's really the answer or not. What I think is that we don't tell them not to text. So they don't really see it as a problem when they're 11, 12, 13 years old. Now, I don't know about your kids, but my two daughters, Montana and McKenzie, are prolific texters, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000 texts a month. And my daughter, Montana, can look at me square in the eye and answer a text and hit send and not make a mistake, do a self-check. So if we haven't told them that it's wrong to do, we want them, we let them communicate with their friends like this. So it's not like drugs where we say, don't do drugs. We let them text. So it would be a natural progression for them just to keep doing it. And I just read a statistic that is just horrific. 77% of all teenagers in a recent survey felt confident or very confident that they could text while driving. That scares me to death.
Boy, no kidding. And thinking about that, here's the other part of it. And hopefully a lot of people pass your book around. A lot of people get your book. As you said, start early. But your teenage daughter could get the message, okay, I'm not going to text. Don't worry, Dad. I get it. I'm a great texter. I promise you. But then she gets in the car because she's not going to only be the only one driving, and they text. Somebody else driving texts. So you don't only have to worry about your child, but what about the people they're with, the kids they're with?
Well, just like you were saying earlier, you can spot somebody that's texting and driving from a long way behind them, or if they're coming up from behind you, your first indication might be that they squeal a bunch of rocks up on your windshield as they try and get back on the road when they realize they've gone off. And it's just not texting, and it's also, like you said, it's also adult. We don't just text. We surf the net. We look at our iPod to find the song we want. We look for a contact that we want to call. So it's a combination of, it is so pervasive in our daily life to carry this phone around and use it that we no longer think about it. I'm sure you've seen the videos where people are texting and they walk up a sidewalk in their car or something like that. So if you can't walk and text, what would make you think that you could drive and text? And yet as adults, we do it. But maybe with this book, teenagers, by the time they get to that age, will have been hit over the head for this. You know, maybe they read it 20 times when they were young, or they carried it around, or they loved the book, and they slept with it. Who knows? Maybe the idea got ingrained in them from the repetition, and they perhaps I can help save a life.
Boy, that would be very powerful, no question about that. Lee, how about you yourself? Could you text and drive, do you think?
Oh, no, but I admit to having done it a couple of times, but I did it when it first came out, when I first got my cell phone, you know, I said, hey, that's kind of cool. But I learned quickly that it was stupid. And I'm just not that bright of a guy, but what I do is I live in Dallas and I drive to Houston every week. It's right down I-45 at 75 miles an hour. I set the cruise and people pass me like I'm standing still and I see them looking down when they pass me. And that scares me to death because I know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's what I say. I don't understand why people don't just pull over. There's places to pull over. Stop at some of the fast food restaurants or whatever and text. And what could be, it's like you said, that commercial, what could be so important that you have to text back right then and there when you're driving a car going 80 miles an hour?
Absolutely. And, you know, in those three words, where are you? I actually put those words in the book. The book is a rhyming picture book. And I put those three words in there kind of as a dedication to that family, just because I know that those three words got a child killed, and it just broke my heart. So, and the funny thing about all this, Kate, is the reaction I have gotten from this book. I have my email in the back of the book, and I've gotten at least, the book came out about a month and a half ago, and I have gotten at least a dozen emails from parents that has told me their second, third, fourth grader sitting in the back seat has said, Mom, don't answer that text. Remember what happened to the little witch Annika? We don't want to end up on Creepy Street.
Oh, boy, that is good. Now, if somebody listening to us wants to get one Creepy Street Annika's broom, how can they do this? On Amazon?
Absolutely. Amazon or Barnes & Noble. Either one, hopefully coming to a bookstore near you soon. But right now, it's only available online.
All right, there you go. Keep preaching it. Lee Jordan, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Thanks, bye-bye.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. mbrower@gcnlive.com. That's mbrower@gcnlive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic historic lows. You can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Things that we do each and every show is check the mail. Why? Because so many of you have some pretty wild opinions on what's happening, and you're not afraid to share it. And I think this is a pretty thoughtful audience, and to me that's the best. And whenever I check the mail, it's overflowing. So without further ado, let's go and do it.
You have mail, mistress.
Our first email comes from John, who says, Kate, I have to say, I was listening to your show the other night, and it was kind of funny listening to some of the sound from the correspondence dinner. Isn't it interesting that Hollywood and the power structure in Washington can come together to glam it up, rip each other to shreds, and still have drinks at the end of the night? How come they can't get anything done on the Hill? Do we need to have more movie stars who pose with the Congress folks and senators, bring them up on the Hill, kind of like show and tell, and then they get some things done once they get juiced up by meeting somebody famous who kind of falls all over them? I don't know. It's kind of a la House of Cards, isn't it? Or some of the political things that we're seeing now. The Veep, that show with Julie Louise Dreyfus, which, by the way, there was a very funny spoof that they played at the correspondents' dinner that had to do with her and Joe Biden and not going and then getting caught in the White House eating ice cream by Michelle Obama. But to the point, it is interesting, isn't it? Boy, when it comes to glam it up, we'll put on our tuxes and our tails, and we will mingle with each other, but when it comes to the business of rolling up our sleeves, Jesus, a little bit tougher. And I have a theory on this that I've shared many, many times. I think part of it is the fact that there's nobody living in D.C. the way they used to, meaning the people who make the laws. They used to transplant their house, their kids, their home, everything, to D.C., and not that they didn't go back to their district, they did, but they spent much more time in the Capitol, which meant much more time getting together instead of in between the flights to go back home. I think it makes a difference. Here's one from Max who says, Kate, this is the first time I've emailed the show. I listen a lot, and I thought of emailing before, but I just forget about it, or for whatever reason, I haven't emailed. So here's my email. Looking at the situation with this crazy nonsense of the missing flight, I can't even believe how much coverage CNN gives to Flight 370. It happened March 8th. It's a shame. It's too bad for the people on the ground. Malaysia Air is a mess. You talk about it. But this constant, we heard a ping here. We saw a satellite photo there. It's like the boy who cried wolf. We're just not believing that we're going to find that plane. What do you think? Oh, I don't think we're going to find the plane. It'd be shocking. And now the prime minister is saying, well, it could take up to a year. So the situation has been a lot of false starts. Satellite imagery, we're heading toward where the plane's going to be. I mean, how many times do we hear that we're in the area where the plane, we believe the plane is, and then it was nothing. It was flotsam. So they could find the plane. I'm not saying they can't, but I just don't. I think there's more that we don't know about this story, and I don't want to go completely kooky conspiracy on you, because there's conspiracy that's good, and it sometimes proves to be real, and then there's kooky conspiracy, and I don't want to go into the kooky conspiracy that aliens have abducted the flight, and that's what happened to it. I actually got an angry email from somebody about that, that why was I so dismissive about that? I don't know. You tell me why I was dismissive about it. But finding the plane, like a needle in the haystack, unfortunately, because it would be brutal to have somebody on the plane be hearing different things and just want them to find the plane, just want to know, just to get some sort of closure. This one is from Chris. He says, I hate flying. I used to like flying. It was such a big event. Now you're just a piece of cattle. You get tossed around. You run for the gate. You get to the gate. You wait to get boarded. It just has lost its excitement. I couldn't believe the difference. The last time I went to the airport, it had been 7 months to just the other day. People were a mess trying to get to where they had to go to, and the TSA was doing ridiculous screenings that were holding people up, like the big shakedown of the grannies and in the wheelchairs. And I always thought that that was fictitious and just a bunch of nonsense that was made up, but it's not made up. I saw it with my own eyes. Yeah, it's not what it was traveling. It's not. The one thing you have to do is you have to pack your patience. I mean, I know it's such a trite childhood teacher saying, isn't it? Pack your patience, kids. But you do, because you don't know what you're going to encounter. Delays in LAX because of what is an old spy plane. Who knew that was going to happen? Now we're waiting an extra hour and a half. Delays checking through your bags, whatever happens. And then just waiting, or getting stuck on the tarmac. I think it's a good idea, and I see people do this, and I've done this, is to grab some water, grab whatever on your way to the plane. Yes, you're going to have to pop some money for it, but when you're sitting there and you're dying of thirst, and the stewardess says, or the flight attendant says, wait till we get into the air, and then they're not in the air 45 minutes, 55 minutes. You just got to think about what you're wearing when you travel, what you have with you, and what you can do to occupy your time. There you go. What you can do to occupy your time. Let's go to this one. This is from Kim. And Kim says, hi, Kate Delaney and America Tonight listeners. It is almost summer, thank goodness, because this past winter was a killer for all of us, wasn't it? Every time I listened to you, I got such a chuckle hearing the weather report as to how many inches was falling down on Philadelphia or someplace in the Midwest. And not that other places didn't get terrible weather as well, because we certainly did. But when you hear some of the snow totals coming out of not just New England, but some of the other mid-Atlantic states, it's shocking. It had to be rough on those heating bills, and people must be sick of talking about snow and have to be welcoming the fact that we're into the early part of May. Yeah, it gets tiresome, I think. Here's the deal. If you're a kid and you get to sled all day and throw snowballs at your friends, you get a day off of school, you get another day off of school, you get another day off of school, it's all good. But if you have to battle the elements, you have to shovel it every single time it snows, it's got to be frustrating. I think a bunch of people have problems with backs, and then, of course, the shovels get sold out. Even though you have a shovel, you need a backup shovel, because you know how that works when you have heavy, heavy snow that you're digging out of. And it was the great big dig out for too many people. This one from Michael, who says, you might not have seen the story, Kate. I've heard you talk about cattle processing before, but did you see that the USDA is looking at a massive meat recall because of something that happened at a slaughterhouse? I did see that. It was on one of the cable news, maybe actually CNN. They say about 9 million pounds of meat from one slaughterhouse was recalled. That's not good. And they think that the problem is they believe that you've got cancerous cows, that they process cancerous cows. That is frightening. And that happened when the government inspectors weren't there and they weren't inspecting. They also revealed a documented romance between a federal inspector and a plant foreman. That's an easy way to pass inspection. So that doesn't look good. It looks like something could have fallen through the cracks. And that's a lot of meat to recall. And that's bad for the industry. But it's also bad that the people at the slaughterhouse, as they investigate this, they're investigating what happened here and looking into criminal investigations. Especially with that relationship between the inspector and the foreman, but they haven't connected it to the recall at this point. If they can connect it, wow, look out. Because someone's going to have some explaining to do, let's put it this way. All right, one last one, this one from Skip. And he says, Kate, who is this V. Stiviano? She seems like a gold digger to me. Now she gets all of her attention, but she's screwed over Donald Sterling. Not that I am condoning what he said, but let's face it, we wouldn't have had this conversation about Sterling. He wouldn't be replaced, no matter what he has done over the years, if the recordings were not released, and she is directly responsible for it. Even if she says she didn't directly release them, she gave them to somebody who was going to do that, and she knew darn well that was going to happen. So he's an old fool for letting himself be set up that way, but she's just a simple gold digger for doing what she did to Donald Sterling, knowing full well what would happen to him in the court of public opinion. And it definitely did happen to him. Now it's a question of how long does he hang on to the team, what kind of countersuits they're going to be, that kind of stuff. Because for sure, I just can't imagine he's not going to challenge it. Let's put it that way. Stay with us. More to wrap up in this final turn here in America Tonight.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
We mourn with all Ukrainians. The heartbreaking loss of life there on Friday. The violence and mayhem that led to so many senseless deaths and injuries is unacceptable. We call on all sides to work together to restore calm and law and order. The events in Odessa dramatically underscore the need for an immediate de-escalation of tensions in Ukraine. The violence and efforts to destabilize the country must end. And we again call for the immediate implementation of the commitments made in Geneva on April 17th.
Good luck with that, Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Final few turns as we head down the stretch. Yes, heavy clashes definitely reported in the Ukraine. You can push all you want on the we want to honor what was said in Geneva, but I don't think Putin cares about what was said in Geneva. The security forces just are battling the pro-Russian militants that are all over in the eastern part of the Ukraine, but in a couple specific cities like Slavonsk, which was on Monday, they're opening fire. The clashes look like Star Wars stormtroopers are coming down on everybody. It's crazy. And where do we go from here? More sanctions, more conversation, But I don't think Putin, at least not initially, is going to back down off of this. So they'll continue to push and say, there was violence. What do you want us to do? We got to protect our people. These pro-Russian people, we're going to leave them hanging out there, blowing in the wind. And, you know, how much does that push people in other directions? How fearful are some of the people in some of these areas for what could happen to them? Trying to flee to get out of harm's way, realizing just how iffy it's starting to look. So that never came together. I don't think that's a solid at all at this point. I think we're going to see more sanctions. I think we're going to see more problems and then have to make a decision. And what are we going to do in the United States? How much are we jumping in, willing to jump in to the middle of this fray? The public's appetite for it is not very high. It's not very high. And could the strategy work with these sanctions or not? You have to have a whole bunch of time to create instability, and you'd have to hit their banking institutes. That's where you could really nail the Russians in the financial sector if they wanted to do that. So you have some people meeting, you have the German chancellor meeting with the president, you have others meeting, having these discussions, but in the end, it's this simple. Either they're making a move on the Ukraine or they're not. And they're at some point have to decide whether they're going to go up against Russian troops or not. I don't think it's going to be the other way around. They could be wrong, of course, but it doesn't seem like Putin is going to be the first one to say, Uncle! I think he's the last one to say uncle, or at least drag it out for as long as he possibly can do it. With what's happened lately in the Veterans Administration, not surprisingly, some people are calling for the head of the VA chief, Eric Shiseki, to resign. It's not like he's rushing to resign, but if we have one more shoe that drops, one more thing that happens that's on our radar to the people who are veterans who are just trying to get care at the VA, the secret list in Phoenix, and some of the other ridiculous things that we've seen. So they're calling for his resignation after months of a couple of things, especially the reporting on the veterans who have died while waiting for care at VA hospitals across the country, including in Phoenix. That is just so unacceptable. I'm sorry, can you wait for, I don't know, pick a random number, 56 hours, and then we hope to get to you? That's bad. There shouldn't have been two lists. There shouldn't have been this drawn-out process. We know when the budgets come in. We know what's going on. Can't they budget this correctly? And they're talking about health care for veterans and that's a problem. But 23 veterans to 25 veterans dying as a result of delayed care. Just absolutely wrong. Very sad and very wrong to see this happen to some young performers, especially with the guts they have to do the kind of crazy feats that they do. But Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey's, yes, circus always draws out a lot of people, and there was no difference in Providence, Rhode Island. Unfortunately, a group that was performing fell from the sky, hitting 25 to 40 feet. Three are in critical condition as we speak. A clamp is what caused the circus accident. Here's what Nicole Field had to say about some of the girls and their conditions. Maybe not. Nicole Field basically said that the girls were awake, that they were resilient, and they were getting really good care, which is key to them recovering, because it's so shocking what happened. This human chandelier just went terribly wrong when the clamp slipped from the ceiling and they all fell. And, you know, that's one of those things where it's like they're glued on there. When you're a kid, there's no way anyone's going to fall. There's no way anyone's going to get hurt. There's no way an elephant's going to stampede. No way, no way, no way. And I'm sure they have done it so many times, they're thinking the same thing. No way, they practice. No way is this going to happen. But who could foresee that they have a malfunctioning clamp? And that's what caused it. So look out, lawsuits. But the three in critical condition is terrible. What a crying shame that is. I think the further they flush it out, the more specifics they'll have. But it did not hold the weight, apparently, and snapped. A 5-inch D-ring snapped. And that's what happens. It's that single piece of equipment that rocks the boat. It was designed to hold 10,000 pounds. It was holding just north, barely, of 1,500 pounds. Ooh, not good. Not good at all. The thoughts really go, though, with the three who are fighting for their life that are in critical condition after falling. Let's hope that they pull through. You wouldn't be surprised to learn that the airlines are racking up billions on fees, would you? Nah, you're not surprised, are you? That's exactly what's happening. And just pick an airline, any airline, and I can probably tell you how they're doing it. One of the things that's happening is they're making a profit from baggage fees. They collected $6.16 billion last year, $1.35 billion in baggage fees, and $2.8 billion in built-up reserve change fees. How about that? That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. Delta Airlines collected $1.67 million last year, $840 million in reservations, meaning changes, cancellations, all that kind of stuff. And then baggage fees, $833 million in baggage fees. Wow. Remember when they used to just take your bag? Thank you, sir. Thank you, ma'am. And load it on the plane. Now it's different. First they have their handout. Please give us the money for this bag. What is it, 25 each way? And then what if you have a couple of bags? And what about people that are traveling with children? That can get pretty expensive. Somebody told me the other day that to save money, they calculated it and they looked at all the different networks. And while they were good, they realized, you know, all the networks they could fly, they realized, we're not doing that. We're going to just take our clothes, put them in a box, and ship them ahead of time. And that's exactly what they did. A lot of people even do that for their hotels. They'll just ship their clothes to the hotel and just carry one light bag. I think that'd be pretty tough to do, though. Any thoughts on the show, you can send them to me, americatonight.net.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.